producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And by the way, Happy New Year's. And all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, over the next hour, the phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 double E, as well, friends, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, especially for those first-time listeners to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can anybody say amen, Brother Dean? I hear it all the way from Alabama and Mississippi. I can hear it all the way from them coming down south, from the down south area.
Amen, Brother Dean.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that very much. I very much do. Again, and if you'd like to call it any time, folks, you can do that 1-866-582-9933. One more shout out for you. Folks, over the last couple days, we've been talking about the framers of the Constitution, Christians or deists. We know that the revisionists and atheists and communists and criminals and government, the corrupting government, would like to re-educate you through the educational scheme. And the way they do that is begin to actually teach you that you are from a, well, an un-American doctrine, in the sense of everything that you're learning today counteracts, or it's in contrast or antithetical to what your forefathers were. In other words, your forefathers were really stupid people. Well, folks, I have time and time again, over and over and over again, reiterated the point by showing you facts and quotes and showing you the intellectual giants and the intellectual geniuses and spiritual giants that they were, our forefathers were, to give us a nation in which we have still 239 years later, because again, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And why is that? Well, we're going to hit this today. The framers of the Constitution, Christian or deist. We know what a deist is. A deist is someone that believes in an absentee God. In other words, that we have a father that created us, dropped us off on the earth, and now he's dereliction. He's in dereliction of duty as a father. He's there, but he just doesn't interact in the affairs of men. That's what a deist believes. We also know that God created the universe. That's a fact. We also know that God established absolute unchanging laws, physical laws, moral laws, and to, of course, establish and govern the universe. Common sense comes into play. But deists are similar to Christians in view of God's law, declaration, laws of nature, and of nature's God. Read the Declaration of Independence. And in the 18th century, America, deists were a very small minority. But again, what we're being told is our forefathers were nothing but a bunch of atheists and or deists. True and untrue and untrue, both statements. Then what I did is just over the last couple of days, we shared church affiliation of Constitutional Convention delegates, which total 55. And interestingly enough, 28 of our forefathers that attended the Constitutional Convention and that they were delegates to the Constitutional Convention, 28 were Episcopalians, 8 were Presbyterians, 7 were Congregationalists, 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutheran, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics. That's for all you folks over on the East Coast there. 2 of the 55 Constitutional Convention delegates were Catholics. They were Roman Catholics, and 1 was unknown. And we were also told that 3 deists, evidence does not support that they were deists, but we know that the least religious signer was Thomas Paine, who was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take just praise unto themselves. That's the least religious signer that we had. And we also know that from a Houston study, some professors over there took 15,000 writings from our forefathers, and they found out that 34% of all documented information out of those writings were there to establish what we have today, known as the common law, which is the Mosaic Institution. Again, so what we have is we have a bunch of people trying to tear down the image of our forefathers in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take it a step further, and then we're going to talk about the founders, and I want you to take a look at their fruit, because Jesus said you're to judge a man by his fruit. So let's judge our forefathers by their fruit. And I also want to lay out this, a real quick analogy, a little bit of a parable for you. I live in a rural area in the state of Minnesota. And interestingly enough, every spring we notice that farmers will plow the field. And I'll ask my 4 little boys, I'll ask them, so do you see the farmer plowing the field? And they'll say yes. And then what I'll ask them is during the springtime, I'll notice the farmers will go out there and they will sow seed. And we know that seed is going to reproduce after its own kind, like anything else, right? Common sense. You reap what you sow. And I'll ask them, so what kind of seed are they planting? Well, my kids are going to say, well, we don't know right now, Dad, but we're going to know in the harvest. So we got to wait for the Lord to rain, and we got to wait for the Lord to bring the sun and to actually nourish those seeds so they grow up and do that which man cannot do. And in the process, when harvest time comes in the fall time, I'll go and I'll ask my kids, so what kind of seed did they plant in the springtime? Well, they'll say, Dad, that's a cornfield. So it must have been corn seed that they were planting. And Dad, that's a wheat field, so therefore it must have been a corn of wheat. And you get what I'm saying here, friends? Common sense comes into play. And 239 years later, you still have people out there debating the stupidest of topics, trying to deny the fact that we're a Christian nation. Not only do 78% of Americans actually profess their Christianity, and let me tell you what, they are nothing but a bunch of professors, a good portion of them, the majority hands down. But interestingly enough, what we can do is we can look at our founding documents. We can look at our state preambles. Every one of them starts out acknowledging, guess who? The God of the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled. We see my daddy's name on your money. We see the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10. We can go to the Arlington Cemetery or any veteran memorial cemetery across this country. We see Christian crosses above their heads. We see our military from A to Z start out their ceremonial and what they do and what they establish it upon. We see that our politicians put their hands on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution. Folks, I can go down the line with everything that we are, all the way to our laws. We can go to this Supreme Court. We can look above their heads. What do they have? Moses and the Ten Commandments. We can go to any civil building in the United States of America, and guess what we're going to find? We're going to find Moses, and we're going to find the Ten Commandments. And yet, the American people are being pushed around by a bunch of atheists and communists and revisionists because they don't know their history. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to establish that today for you.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the 7th President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, said that the Republic is based upon what? The Bible. And we know that that's the truth, because everything about us is rooted into a godly nation in more ways than one might see concerning that which is in front of your face. But in saying that, I want to go back. Here's the exact quote by none other than Andrew Jackson. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And what I want you to do, friends, is I want you to take a look at the fruit of our forefathers. And I also want to take it back to the revisionists, just to kind of parallel my points here. But in Matthew 10:25, Jesus said this, that if they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? So Jesus is saying, listen, if they're calling me these names, rest assured they're going to do the same thing to you. And what's interesting is that we somehow in America intend to label the founding fathers just the opposite of who and what they were, say the atheists, the communists, those that are anti-American. For example, we're inundated with the claim that our forefathers, again, were deists, which is untrue, Masons and devil worshippers. Okay. And I just put to your candor, friends, really? Question mark. Devil worshippers. Really? Huh. So the seed of the devil is to establish freedom then. Is that what you're telling me? Because that is the furthest thing from the truth. The devil actually comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, not to set men free. And as the Bible tells us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You're in the freest nation in the world, and you have the deists and atheists, friends, calling our forefathers devil worshipers. It doesn't line up. And I want to go back to Masons as well, friends, because what we see of Masons today, I have a hard time believing they were Masons back 239, 240 years ago. They're becoming more evil as the days go by, no question. So let's say that they were what some label them to be, our forefathers. And is the label men put on them the fruit of their lives? Because again, remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Impossible. For every tree is known by his own fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Luke 7:43 through 45. Now, let's take that to the present administration. What he says, the fruit is exactly the opposite of what he says. He tries to portray himself as a righteous constitutionalist when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth concerning who he is, because his fruit bears witness to what I'm telling you right now. He's a liar, and there's no truth in him. And Jesus said that of those that were children of the devil. And that's exactly what I'm saying about Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. Now, folks, I say this, and I want you to understand this, I say this as a public person. And I understand how the unlawful media and their little minion blogging useful idiots operate. They simply attempt to paint a picture of who I am, take it to myself, and what I do by reporting the opposite of what the fruit of my ministry actually is. And it's interesting how many people are taken into that conversation when they should know better. And really what it comes down to, friends, is there's nothing new under the sun. They did it to Jesus, and they'll do the same thing to those that serve him. Matthew 10:25. It's like when you see a professed Christian fall into some sort of sin, and the people pick it up and expose that person's hypocrisy. They say, look at those hypocritical Christians. Well, okay, cool. You need to look at the Christ, because guess what? He agrees with the fact that they're hypocritical. Because the Word of God reveals that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. Read Matthew 23. If we judge them by their fruit, there is no corrupt fruit on Christ to bear. None. Zero. Zilch. Read John 15. It's as if after exposing a Christian that falls into sin, it now exempts those who expose them from the obedience Christ requires and commands of all men. Not. In other words, what I'm saying, friends, is when people try to find fault with Christians, they're only attempting to justify themselves. But I say this, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Two wrongs don't make a right. So if you see a professed Christian fall into sin, you see a lack of Christianity, it should be your duty to right the wrong. Not to wrong the wrong, to justify yourself. You doubly condemn yourself. And that's foolish. As if after exposing a Christian again that falls into sin, it now exempts those who expose them from the obedience Christ requires and commands of all men. John 15:12. In fact, as a side note, when you take a look around in America, and you can go globally as a matter of fact concerning the body of Christ, there's so many different sects and denominations in the Christian church simply because they will not follow the Word of God for what it simply states. Why is that? It's because they are enemies of the cross of Christ. I got into this yesterday after John called from California. There's so many different sects in the Christian church because they fail to follow the Christ. And guess what? It always comes down to an issue of bearing the cross and obedience to Christ. And they begin to follow man that errs. And yet Scripture warns us over and over and over again not to follow man. Yet we have all these different sects and denominations of the Christian faith in the world. And yet the Bible tells us in Philippians 1, there's one Lord, there's one God, there's one faith. And it brings me back to the natural. We have all these different parties. There's the Democratic Party, there's a Republican Party, there's an Independent Party. Folks, we only have one Constitution. And see, man wants to justify himself, and man loves to be followed. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. And if we fail to do that, then call us out for our error. And if we refuse to be corrected for it scripturally, then don't listen. Move on. It's my job to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and it's between you and him. That is my job as a preacher. Now, going back to our forefathers, there are those that attempt to justify themselves by calling out the faults of our forefathers, such as George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, so on and so forth. Yet the problem they have is that they cannot deny the fruit of Christ through our forefathers. They just can't do it. And it agitates them to no end. But what they do is they smear and they lie about people in hopes that you'll believe what they have to say without you checking out the facts. See, because again, the Spirit bears witness to the truth, not the lie. 1 John 5:7. And there's no doubt that the fruit of Christ is found in the branches of these men that we call our forefathers. Again, read John 15. God is not a man that he should lie, and he's not going to lie for his kids, friends. This isn't the devil doctrine of Islam, that you can lie for your God. No, we serve a just and a holy God who will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity, even to the smallest jot or tittle. And by the way, that's why we love our God. He's not a respecter of persons. So, friends, without further ado, remember, man is fallible, Christ is not. Let me say that again. Man is fallible, but Christ is not. Okay? I'll say it again. Man is fallible, but Christ is not. Remember when Jesus said to the Pharisees, when they tried to convince him of sin, he said, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" They couldn't. And when we're born of the Spirit of Christ, it's an undefiled seed. So therefore, knowing that man is fallible and Christ is not, we are not called to follow man, but Christ. And our forefathers are the ones that were raising the flags and waving the flags during the Revolutionary War, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. They understood what it meant to put their trust into the arm of the flesh. They understood that they would be cursed if they were that stupid and reprobate to actually put their faith in fallen man. They understood what it meant when the Bible said, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord." Read Matthew 16:24, 1 Corinthians 11:1 again. Now, let me give you an example. Did you know that King David was a man after God's own heart who would fulfill all of God's will? Everybody knows that. True that. Matter of fact, in Acts 13:22, it says, "He raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony." He bore witness to David's works that they were of God. And it goes on, and it said, "I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." This is what the Lord said. Yet David was complicit in the murder of one of his own mighty men, named Uriah the Hittite, and that was because of his adultery with his wife, Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Read 2 Samuel 11. So what I'm showing you right now, folks, is man is fallible, but Christ is not. Yet David, who is fallible, we see David outside of the Spirit of Christ falling and giving way to his own will rather than Christ, and he got in trouble for it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, talking about the founders, look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of our founders. Look what the atheists are kicking up against. Look at the homosexuals are kicking up against. Look at the communists are kicking up against. Look at what the Muslims are kicking up against. Our Christian heritage, our Christian faith. Matter of fact, the Muslims will tell you the great obstacle to conquering America is the cross. In other words, to real Christians that understand what it means to bear the cross. And I want to tell you something. Real Christianity in America is as rare as a needle in the haystack. I tell you that from experience. I have met the people that, oh, they know all about the Word. They have a head knowledge, but they don't have an experience. Yet David said himself, I knew more than the ancients because I kept the testimonies of the Lord. The ancients didn't understand the testimonies. They had a head knowledge of what the Word says. But they didn't have a real experience with the Christ, and that was their problem to start and to finish with. It's going to be a lot of people, folks, that are going to be in hell that thought they were saved because they don't understand real grace. They don't understand that grace comes in where you're dead in your sin. Ephesians 2. Read the book of Colossians as well. Matter of fact, there was a great orator, a speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. And throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God. And it seemed to have an eloquence, this man did, like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. That means he was dead in his sins, 1 Corinthians 15. When he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had a question, because he was quite sure that he could go ahead and give the right answer. He had a high esteem of himself, friends. One man raised his hand. A speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a pretty good speaker. You're a great orator, as a matter of fact." Then taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this: is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" Is the apple in my hand, America, sour or sweet? The speaker, looking confounded to this man's question, replied with, "Sir, come on. I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34, verse 8. It states, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord knows them that are His." The hypocrisy that I see in the body of Christ weighs heavy. The cup overfloweth with hypocrisy and iniquity. A wound incurable, only God can answer that. But it's a wound, it's a hypocrisy, it's an iniquity that I'm sick and tired of. So instead of actually cursing the darkness, we're here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com lighting a candle and leading the way by example. As we follow the Christ, as Christ is glorified, just like our forefathers. Just like our forefathers. As a matter of fact, folks, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to be talking about that very thing. No, I will not comply. It's time that the modern day tyrants be introduced to the spirit and the posterity of our forefathers. Whoo! And I have church up in here. But folks, again, talking about the fruit of our forefathers, it's in direct contrast with what we see today. Sam, do you got that piece? Here, this is a modern day politician. Remember over and over and over again, Jesus said, "Be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Many will come in my name, many will come in my name, many will come in my name, but you are to judge them by their fruit." Judge them by their fruit, not by what they say, not by what they say. Here's one such individual, Nancy Pelosi.
"My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us. And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word. And that..."
She is saying, folks, if you cannot hear that, she is saying the word, the word. It says everything, the word. Nancy Pelosi. The witch herself, the word, the word. Remember Barack Hussein Obama got into the office and he started to attack the Bible after he was inaugurated? He started to attack Christianity. He started to make way for the enemies to infiltrate America. Remember that? Remember Bill Clinton concerning abortion? He said that his God told him that it was okay. I mean, folks, the hypocrisy is over the top. And also keep in mind, every single one on the right side of the aisle and the left side of the aisle have put their hand on the Bible, swearing to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic. We have a bunch of Judases in office that profess their Christianity, and the American people have fallen asleep because they know that's what you need to hear to put you back to sleep. "Oh, they must be good people. They know what they're doing." No, they don't. Again, nothing could be further from the truth than what you're seeing today. Hey, by the way, keep in mind, too, friends, Satan himself recited Scripture. In a perverted sense, of course. And again, what did the Lord say? Judge them by their fruits. Also keep in mind, those that crucified Christ said that they were the seed of Abraham. Judge them by their fruit. Crucify him, saying of the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. We have no king but King Caesar. Is this the conservatives of the day that profess their Christianity? You better bet your bottom dollar. It's exactly what they're saying. The same thing 2,000 years ago, they're saying the same thing again. When they say someone on the scene that is actually following the Christ, guess what? They're saying, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. We don't have any king but King Caesar." Let's get back involved in the political game. Let's get back in the political cycle so we can get that party spirit going again in our government, which George Washington told us to watch out for. And again, all the way up until 1962, concerning the educational system, everybody knows what I'm saying right now. They'd be amening me. Matter of fact, this radio show would be on probably every radio station in America back in the 50s and the 60s. And it will be there regardless if the enemy wants it there or not today. But going back, folks, Jesus said if they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call him and them of his household? In other words, his disciples. Jesus said they did it to me, they're surely going to do it to you. Folks, then I talked about how man is fallible. He will fail. And Christ is not. He will not fail. He will not deny himself. Read 1 Timothy. Furthermore, we're not called to follow man, and we can see that our forefathers didn't follow man. They followed the Christ because they understood that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, not the other way around, as you see it today. And then right before the break, friends, I said, did you know that King David was a man after God's own heart who would fulfill all of God's will? Acts 13:22, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Acts 13:22. Does anybody know exactly what David did and what he was sent to do? I'm just curious. He was set for judgment. As a matter of fact, if you go to Isaiah 51, it says, hearken to me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, mine arms shall judge the people. David was set as a light to the people through judgment, friends, concerning those that were wicked around Israel and the children of Israel. He was to set forth God's moral law through judgment and establish righteousness and peace within the gates. That's exactly what he did. But folks, we also see that David was complicit in the murder of one of his own mighty men, namely Uriah the Hittite. I mean, folks, when you think of what David did and you're reading Scripture, it almost brings you to tears. And it would if you meditated on it long enough. Selah, S-E-L-A-H. Or pondered. David, a man after God's own heart, was complicit in killing one of his own mighty men who laid down his life for David over and over and over again. And we can see that David, who was supposed to be in war, failed to do his duty before God, and rather, he stayed back. He gave time to the enemy of his soul because he disobeyed. Idle time is the devil's playground, friends, and David found out, and he paid for it the rest of his life, because when he went walking up on top of the buildings, what did he see? He seen a beautiful woman named Bathsheba, who was the wife to Uriah the Hittite. He wanted her so bad that he was willing to kill her husband, and that's exactly what he did. 2 Samuel 11. Did that mean that David was not God's man? No. It means that David acted outside of that God that he said he loved and served. David made a choice to kill and commit adultery, number 6 and 7, Exodus 20, the commandments of God. They weren't God's fault. They were David's fault for disobeying God. And that's why I'm humored, folks, taking it on another bunny trail, how people today blame God for war. They blame God for war, yet he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And just think if everybody followed that rule right then and there. We would have peace. It would be a utopia, as John Adams rightly said, if everybody obeyed the God of the Bible. There's consequence. If there's killing, there's consequence to them that kill and commit crime. You kill, it's a life for a life. If you steal, you pay back fourfold. That's teaching men the fear of God, to depart from evil. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the fruits of our forefathers. I love this topic. I really do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we got one more segment on the other side. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the founders. Look at their fruit. What is their fruit? Here we are, America. And corruption kicks against our Christian heritage. What is our heritage? What are all these people angry about? They want to get away with their lawlessness because they serve the lawless one. They hate being reproved for darkness. They want to be justified in their sin. They want everybody else to go to hell with them. I was just talking about King David. When David murdered Uriah the Hittite because of his wife Bathsheba, did that mean that David was not God's man? No, it means that David acted outside of the God that he loved and served. It's that simple. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. He made a choice. Read Romans 6. Is David's choice to kill and commit adultery God's fault? No. It shows what man is capable of when he acts outside of God's grace, though, doesn't it, friends? And his commandments, in which Christ fulfilled. That's grace. And when you violate that outside of grace, what happens? There's consequence. The end of sin is death, Romans 6:23. So David makes the choice to go down the road of daring the justice of God, and then he ends up paying dearly for the rest of his natural life, 2 Samuel 12:7. Did he blame God, or did God send Nathan the prophet and point the finger at the one that was guilty of the crime? But what did you see David do? You see David stand up in his high horse and condemn the man that committed the act that he was guilty of. But that didn't fly with the Lord, did it? Nope. So are we to follow the example of David disobeying God? Or are we to follow, as a people, the admonition and avoid sin and transgression of God's law at all costs? Absolutely. Those that don't want a speeding ticket, they abide by the laws of the land, don't they? Yep. Common sense. That's grace, friends. Remember what David said in Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So many people fail to lose in the mix what David did to avoid sinning against God. Outside of sacrifice, the blood is always first. But the blood was set in appeasement or a propitiation for the violation of God's moral law. But it's interesting to note that he would lay the judgments of God before him because he chose the way of truth. So friends, learn to make the distinction. We're called to be witnesses for Christ, not the devil. We're called to be a holy people, not an unholy people, which, by the way, is a work of the Holy Ghost through the renewing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Read Titus. But when we fail to live accordingly, we simply must ask God for more grace to keep His commandments better. Saith our spiritual forefathers. They understood what grace was all about. And by the way, at the turn of the century, friends, it was common knowledge during the founding of this country, you just didn't violate God's moral law. And if we do that, friends, we ask for more grace to keep His commandments better, then we will not be lumped in with a lot that doesn't know any better. We're called to live by grace according to Christ's risen nature, not man's fallen nature. Furthermore, we're called to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, witnesses of the resurrection, not the witnesses of man's condemned, reprobate self trying to justify his sinful lifestyle, pointing his finger back at God to give counsel back towards Him. Not a good place to put yourself at all. People do it all day long. I said yesterday, I'll say it again. I have never seen a more selfish, righteous people in all of my life, more self-righteous people in all of my life, other than those that have been raised in the church in America. They're pathetic, they're a reproach, they're self-righteous, they're prideful, and they know nothing. They're so proud of what they left us today, America. Instead of being ashamed for it, they have a horse forehead. They've been so right over the last 40 and 50 years that this is what they've left us. A bunch of anarchists in the church, a bunch of antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law whatsoever. But ask Grandma and Grandpa what they used to hear back in the 60s in the pulpit. They were hearing God's moral law being preached from the pulpits. Go back to our foundations concerning our forefathers. What were they hearing? Fiery preachers from the pulpit preaching down God's commandments. Commandments, man, that's a thing of the past. And then they wonder why the government's doing what they've been teaching them over the last 40 and 50, 60, 70 years. We're called to live by grace according to Christ's risen nature, not man's fallen nature. And love is all in that mix, friends. Read Ephesians 2. And when judging others, let's make sure that we don't lose Christ in the mix. John 14:6. And yes, we are called to judge. That is the job of the church. But it starts within that we're not condemned with the world. It really is that simple. So going back to our forefathers, friends, judging them by their fruit, what is their fruit? I see godly fruit on every branch that this criminal administration is kicking up against. But again, let me remind criminals in America that the seed of the righteous isn't going anywhere. I know that there's a lot of people in the professed church that are on your side trying to help proclaim and promote your fear. But we don't fear the face of man here. We don't bow. We don't burn. It's that simple. And by the grace of God, I ain't going anywhere. And if everybody in this country would take the same stand and trust their God, you could read Isaiah 36 and see the outcome of those that wanted to say, why do you trust the living God? Do you not see these other nations? They've been plundered by us. But what did Isaiah go to give to King Hezekiah in the message? Tell them that you're not going anywhere. And every threat that the enemy makes against the church, because the curses don't apply to Christians, friends, don't forget that. Everything that they throw at us falls right back upon their own godly pates, their own ungodly pates, and they fall back into the pits that they themselves have dug. That is the history of church. That is the history of the American church. That is the history of the church over the last 6,000 years. And until we believe it and partake with it, friends, we're going to keep going backwards. And I'm not going down that road. Matter of fact, tomorrow is going to be a show where I'm going to spend 2 hours sharing with the American people. But I'm not complicit. I'm not complying. No more of this lawlessness. Folks, when I look at and examine my life, if there's anything in my life where I am complicit or subject to tyranny in any sense of the word, I'm going to repent and I'm going to undo that portion of my life. And I've sought it out today. But what I see coming down the chute concerning this administration, the American people are already caught up into the debate that the President of the United States can go ahead and do what he wants to do, and so can our representatives. No, they can't, and I'm not complicit in any sense of the word. I'm sick and tired of it. And America, until you begin to resist what's going on in your country, you're giving them just permission to destroy your country. And I'm not giving way in any sense of the word. I don't believe I have in 20 years. But America, there's people across this country right now that are saying, enough is enough. No more backing up. No more backing up. No more waiting to see what his unlawful executive order is going to bring about. Nope, it's time for you to stand up and say, no, sir, not doing it. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do, we're going to rise up now, and we're going to actually impeach, and we're going to indict you. And I love when people say to me, that will never happen. You're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem.
And we have a job to do, and one of the ways that we're doing that is by reaching people across America with this message. This message is black and white in your face. It's a message that not many people want to hear, but it's one that's needful for our nation. If you want to be a part of that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look at the new year that we just obviously brought in last night, and today starts day one of this brand new 2016. I can't think of a better time to become a son or daughter of liberty. And for those of you who are not familiar with our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, what that means is you join us in helping to reach out to the souls across America. And how you do that is you sponsor this ministry financially on a monthly basis. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. When you do that, you can take a look at all the different levels of membership that there are for you to choose from. You pick the one that's right for you, and then you just sign up by putting your information, and you're good to go. We do automatic withdrawals if you choose to do it that way, or you can also send in a check. If you have any questions, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'd be happy to help you set it up or set it up for you ourselves. And for those of you who would like to give on a one-time basis, you can do so as well. Again, go to the radio program on the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. And sincerely now, as we're going into 2016, the Sons of Liberty is planning to be in California out in January, also in February, out on the East Coast in March, back down to Texas in the month of April, and the possibility of Alaska in May. So as we are going forward, we sincerely cannot do what we do without your support. Please do go today, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Folks, tomorrow we're going to be talking about how long, America, before you resist. And I want you to understand one thing right now. I will not comply, period. It is time for the modern-day tyrants to understand the Christian spirit of our forefathers. Enough.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.